This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, April 22nd, Earth Day. I'm Gavin Dahl. This year, the Department of Agriculture is partnering with the Environmental Protection Agency and the Food and Drug Administration to focus on food waste. The collaboration plans to meet a national goal of cutting U.S. food waste in half by 2030. The agencies are supporting the launch of Restore Colorado, an initiative with 17 restaurants and businesses. Colorado Ag Today reports member restaurants collect a few cents per meal that become grants for carbon farming projects. This funding helps farmers and ranchers with regenerative practices such as compost application, perennial and cover crop planting, reduced tillage, and management of grazing for healthy soil. A farm on Rogers Mesa near Hotchkiss has come up with a creative idea to cope with the sudden freeze that killed most of their fruit trees in October. Ela Family Farms started an Adopt-a-Tree program to replace 45,000 fruit trees slaughtered by a 70-degree plunge that froze them before they could harden off for the winter. Colorado Sun reports contributors will have a sapling named after them and can follow its growth online. The farming family ordered $60,000 worth of replacement trees for planting next year, the earliest that many trees can be procured. In the meantime, Ela will focus on a crop of heirloom tomatoes and apples this fall. Gunnison River flows have dropped off quickly over the last few days due to dry weather conditions. The need for more water in the Gunnison River at the Redlands Canal and at the Gunnison Tunnel was satisfied last week by releases from the Aspinall Water Storage Unit. This water storage and planned releases are under the purview of the Bureau of Reclamation. The Montrose Press reports the first release increased flow by 200 cubic feet per second Thursday afternoon, continuing into Friday, when the tunnel was to divert another 200 CFS. The remaining water not diverted by the tunnel will travel downriver to the Redlands Canal. More info on the Aspinall Unit Operations Group, an open public forum for information exchange between the Bureau of Reclamation and unit stakeholders, is at usbr.gov. Green jobs are rebounding after a tough pandemic year. The Denver Post reports a study by the research firm Environmental Entrepreneurs has been tallying the numbers since 2016. Jobs in the nation's clean energy industry plunged by more than 600,000 at one point in 2020. They had been on a fast incline before the pandemic and surged back 11% by the end of last year. There are more than 3 million people working in clean energy, including work in energy efficiency, renewable energy, electric vehicles, and low-emission fuels. Colorado's clean energy industry employed over 58,000 people as of 2020. According to the new study, we rank 18th in terms of green employment. The Environmental Entrepreneurs report shows that clean energy jobs are found in every state and 99% of all the cities and counties in the country. Who can purchase water rights in Colorado will be a focus at the state capitol this summer, according to one Western Slope lawmaker. From KUNC, Luke Runyon has more.
Democratic State Senator Kerry Donovan chairs the General Assembly's Water Resources Review Committee. When it meets this summer, she says a top priority will be looking at controlling out-of-state investors looking to purchase water rights.
We will definitely take it up. There's a lot of interest in it, and I'm really anxious to see what solutions we can put forward.
Donovan co-sponsored a bill last year that created a work group to assess how strong the state's laws are to prevent hoarding of water rights without putting them to use. A report from that work group is expected in August. I'm Luke Runyon.
Reports of a massive die-off of birds last year may be explained in new research. From KBUT in Crested Butte, Christopher Biddle has the story.
Last fall, migratory birds across the West died at alarming rates. Some estimates were in the hundreds of thousands in just 2 months. A new study published in the journal GeoHealth used crowdsourced data on when and where they died and compared it with nearby wildfires. Results showed an obvious correlation based on the proximity to fires and the air quality, but couldn't say the fires were definitely the cause. After last season's record-breaking wildfires, the state forecasts another difficult year in 2021. For KBUT News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
The one-year recycling pilot program turned into 9 years for Delta County. At this week's regular meeting, county commissioners decided on a way forward. KVNF's Kate Redmond was there.
The Delta County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously to accept the proposal from Double J to provide recycling services to Delta County. They are the current provider and were the only company to respond to the county's request for proposals. Their proposal includes paper and cardboard recycling centers in Delta, Cedar Edge, and Hotchkiss. Other materials will be free to recycle for all Delta County residents at their Austin facility as of June 1st. The cost to the county will be $125,000 annually. Here is Robbie LaValle addressing the county commissioners.
Our staff recommendation is to go with option B from our single vendor for a period of 1 year to determine viability and reevaluate after that year.
As the county transitions from the current location between Crawford and Hotchkiss, the bins at the transfer station will remain in place at the site until June 1st. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Colorado elected officials are welcoming the federal government's return to the work of mitigating the worst impacts of climate change. Eric Galatis from Colorado News Connection reports.
As President Joe Biden meets with world leaders on Earth Day to reaffirm America's commitment to addressing climate change, Colorado officials say it's good to have the federal government back as a partner. Pitkin County Commissioner Steve Child believes Biden's American Jobs Plan will help the state ensure a just transition for fossil fuel sector workers. Biden's plan also directs at least 40% of investments to communities of color and others disproportionately impacted by pollution.
We need to put the money on the Main Street here by getting jobs to those people who really need the jobs. I think it's important to target different disadvantaged populations.
Child says Colorado mostly ignored what was happening in the nation's capital over the past 4 years to make change locally. He cites Holy Cross Energy's move away from coal as one example. Nearly 40% of the electricity it delivers to mountain towns now comes from renewable sources, and the company says it will reach 100% by 2030. Other efforts include development of affordable solar-powered housing for teachers and low-income workers, a model which Child says could be replicated across the U.S. While some critics of Biden's plan say the price tag is too high, Child says the costs of ignoring climate change would be far greater, pointing to billions spent fighting wildfires and recovering from extreme weather events. He adds that a clean energy economy will reduce carbon emissions driving climate change and rein in staggering health care costs associated with pollution.
If we factored all of those things into what it is costing us, we cannot afford to keep using fossil fuels. We need to transition to a clean energy economy.
After the Trump administration announced the U.S. would withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, states, including Colorado, continued working to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of climate change. In 2019, Governor Jared Polis signed legislation committing the state to reduce emissions by 90% from 2005 levels by 2050. Colorado was also the first state to roll out a plan to help fossil fuel sector workers transition to good-paying jobs as the state moves toward a clean energy future. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Happy Earth Day. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.